Let me tell you a story about my friend and recycling. We both spend a lot of our energy advocating for better environmental stewardship. Recognizing the mounting problem of plastic waste, we often work together to try and create positive change in our community. I focus on reducing plastic waste, while she works to recycle what is currently not being recycled. She targets number 5 plastics. You know, the kind yogurt comes in. It isn't widely recycled, and it isn't recycled in Alabama. So she started her own number 5 plastic collection in Birmingham. Everyone jumped on board. With each monthly collection, the incoming plastic multiplied. It was a great success, keeping so much plastic out of the landfill. But it became increasingly apparent that our plastic problem is serious. We use mountains of individual yogurt cups, cat litter buckets, sour cream, and takeout containers, with the multiple one-ton collection bags overflowing month after month. We had to fill minivan caravans with the extra recycling just to transport it to storage. While we negotiated with the buyers who would ultimately take the plastic and recycle it, we ran into roadblocks. People want to recycle. Manufacturers want to accept, but the market for the number 5 plastic is so low, we struggle to find an open door to success. The collected plastic must be baled a certain way by an expensive machine for one manufacturer to accept it. We need a certain amount of plastic and money to pay for it to be recycled by another manufacturer. Everywhere we turn, we run into the same problem: money. Hence our plastic problem. It's cheaper for companies to just make new plastic. It's easier to make new plastic. In a market-driven economy, the cheaper, easier way usually triumphs. So after several years of building a thriving recycling program with the community support, the desire to recycle, the reality of economics stands in the way. It's not the end of the story. With the collection on pause, there are still avenues to explore. But it seems clearer than ever. To dig out of our waste crisis, we need a new consumer model. We need less single-use plastic and a more sustainable marketplace. Recycling is struggling, from the money-making standpoint and our struggle to do it right. Recycling contamination rates are high as 40% in Birmingham alone. This is when we toss the wrong stuff in the recycling bin. Contamination makes recycling even more costly. With over 300 million tons of plastic produced each year and more than half of it designed for single use, we are creating an unmanageable amount of waste. While bigger reforms are clearly needed, in the meantime, we can shift our perspectives and lifestyles to create less waste individually. By living with less plastic, we can collectively call for change.